You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning on this Wednesday, June 18th. And this morning, Maryland has a new member of Congress. Donna Edwards is going to the House of Representatives, giving a boost to gains women have already made in Congress. Today, 88 women hold office there, more than ever. Another record following the historic run for the Democratic presidential nomination by Hillary Clinton, whose campaign got more women involved than ever. And women who gave more money than ever, will that last? The Takeaway's political director, Andrea Bernstein, has been doing some checking. And Andrea, let's start with Maryland. What happened there?
Well, in Maryland, there was a primary back in February where Edwards defeated the incumbent Democrat and who then resigned. It was a very early primary in Maryland. So there was basically a year for this for the incumbent to be a lame duck, and he resigned, and there was a special election, and she is now will be seated in Congress and will have to run again in November. But she is what a number of women is hoping going to be a big bump this year in women in political campaigns. In fact, just the other day I was on a panel with Ellen Malcolm, who is the head of the Emily's List, which is working to get Democratic women elected to Congress, and she felt that the effect this year of the Hillary Clinton campaign is going to be similar to the so-called Year of the Woman in 1992, when there were Senate hearings that showed that this was over the confirmation of Clarence Thomas, the Supreme Court nominee.
Of course, yeah.
And when there were hearings and All America watched on television, they realized that at the time there were only two women out of 100 in the U.S. Senate. Everything changed in the polls in November. And here is Ellen Malcolm talking about the effect that she thinks that Hillary Clinton will have on this year's race.
I think she clearly has energized women. I think a lot of those women are going to get more and more involved in politics. It's certainly what we found. You remember 92, the year of the woman, when we ran all those women for Senate and for the House after the Anita Hill hearings? Women became energized.
And so some, like her, believe that this could be the tip of the iceberg, what we saw in Maryland. There are some other interesting races.
Right. And as a matter of fact, we're already seeing the effects. There's a primary earlier this month, a congressional primary, a five-way Democratic primary, in which a woman won in a blowout, which doesn't usually happen in a five-way race. And there's some very,
that was
very,
in...
That was in Maine.
Okay.
And there's some very interesting races to watch this year. In New Hampshire, which is considered a key swing state, Jean Shaheen is running against John Sununu, the incumbent. They ran against each other 6 years ago, and she lost, but now she is winning handily in the polls. In North Carolina, there are actually two women running against each other. The incumbent is Elizabeth Dole, a former presidential candidate herself. Kay Hagan is a Democrat running against her. She's behind in the polls, but the Obama campaign is targeting North Carolina as a big area to register new African-American voters. And it's
He did really well there in the primary.
And it's been a very tough state for Democrats historically. But if there is a big boost in African-American voter registration, that would certainly help any Democrat running in a local race there.
Talking generally about women, the energization factor in the Anita Hill era in 92 was, of course, this outrage of looking at the television and seeing how few people were in Congress. If Hillary Clinton is responsible for an energizing, what do you think the nature of the energizing is going to be? Is it just following her footsteps or something deeper?
Well, there's a number of very interesting things that happened in this campaign. One is that in some states like Ohio, 60% of the electorate were women. That's very high. In Hillary Clinton's campaign, more women gave to her campaign than men. And a very interesting factor, when she began her race in 2007, people were asked, should a woman be president? Well, is a woman qualified? Everybody always answers that question, yes. But then they say, is America ready? Which really gets to people's views. Just a little over 50% said that
at
the beginning of the race.
Yeah, right.
Now that number is way into the 70s. So the country has clearly moved in its perception. And another very interesting thing that has happened, there's been this discussion the last 2 weeks about, was the media sexist, or were certain members of the media sexist in their comments and their treatment of Hillary Clinton? And a lot of young women have been hearing this kind of discussion, which was very common in the 70s, 80s, and even in the 90s, for the first time. And so there's been a consciousness raising among younger women, and a lot of people are saying that that is going to affect how they vote in November.
And that's regardless of Obama versus Hillary. It doesn't matter who they support. They're going to feel much more strongly about going to the polls.
And then you throw into the mix the fact that actually in the last 20 years, the number of women in Congress has doubled, but the number of women elected to state offices has tripled, which then puts that many more women in a position to be considered or backed for higher office.
Right, and there are some more interesting races on a statewide level. There's a woman running for governor in Indiana. There's a woman running for governor in North Carolina. And there are some 30 open House seats. And in any of those races, which are close calls this year because of this energy, everyone is sort of predicting that those races are likely to go to the women's
candidate.
Pioneers
all over the place.
Andrea Bernstein is going to have a lot to be following in the weeks and months ahead.
We'll be back
Thank
to
you
touch.
Very much.
Thank
the Takeaways political guru. And we're asking people today, who are the pioneering women in your life?
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.